A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" On hearing Jesus talk about storing up a treasure in heaven, one that's made to last forever and even bring in infinite and divine dividends, one might wonder why Jesus appeals to one of our baser instincts, the hunger for riches, in order to exhort us to adopt a Christian way of life. Isn't the love and the hunger for riches the root of all evil? If Christians pursued Christian deeds, let's say acts of forgiveness, acts of pacification, or of putting others before oneself, if Christians pursued those deeds with the same zeal that others pursue profits and profits and even more profits, aren't they both, in fact, cultivating the same form of greediness? So it seems safe to say that Jesus isn't asking his disciples to perfect their instincts for greed, not even where forgiveness and self-sacrifice are concerned. So what does Jesus mean by storing up treasures in heaven? Let us recall a passage that precedes today's gospel. Jesus says, "When you fast, don't let anyone know you're fasting. Don't make a spectacle of it. Rather, do it in secret. Our Father knows what we do in secret." I believe the same principle of secrecy holds for storing up treasure. Not let anyone see it. Store up a secret treasure, invisible to human eyes. And therein, I believe, lies the antidote to greed. For greed feeds upon the contemplation of what it seeks, whether it be dollars or pounds, or clothes and shoes, or books and photographs. The whole point of hoarding such things is so that you can enjoy having them, enjoy looking at them, enjoy remembering when and how you got them, enjoy knowing that someone else hasn't got them instead of you. The evil in greediness is a form of selfishness. Whereas, when you don't know what your total dividends amount to, greed is thwarted. And when no one is keeping tabs on your Christian selfless actions, when no one can reward you with praise or flatter you with compliments, then vainglory is held in checkmate. What you get, in fact, the just reward that you do get, or the treasure that you're storing up in heaven, is of an invisible and far stronger nature than feeling good about yourself. You start feeling good for others. To love one's neighbor as oneself is, in fact, to be like God, who is goodness, and who loves each of us as he loves himself. God is goodness, goodness for all human beings. The reward or treasure that people don't see is that in being selfless, in being good for all human beings, we become more and more like God himself. For in cultivating the instinct to do good for others, we cultivate our being made in the image of God, which is our true humanity, our true human nature. And in building up our resemblance to God, we build up such beauty and strength that even before you know it, nothing, no unkind word or evil deed can ever hurt us again.